The South Country Cowboys Association, SCCA, is celebrating the grand opening of its new community riding arena in Elko on July 20. The new Arena of Dreams is a 150 by 250 feet outdoor riding field on Burton Lake Road. The 20-acre property houses bleachers and chutes for cattle, and there are plans to establish pens for animals. The property will host Gymkhana, barrel races and roping, with collaboration from Kootenay Barrel Racing Association. The SCCA is considering opening up the property for weddings and music festivals as well. The SCCA is hosting the grand opening of the arena on Sunday, July 20, from 3 to 7 p.m. There will be roping and Gymkhana demonstrations, a grand entry performance, musical entertainment, and horses and livestock on display. Attendees can sign up for a membership to ride at the space. Swag and a barbecue dinner with hot dogs, pulled pork and cake will help generate funds for the new space. The arena is situated on a piece of land that formerly housed a rodeo ground and ball diamond many decades ago, and the SCCA was able to get a permit to build, with the help of community donations and grants. The SCCA formerly managed an arena on private land at the Galloway Strip that hosted rodeos, auctions, riding clinics and livestock showings. Brian and Margaret Ironmonger were the owners of the property, and the land was sold in 2023 after Brian passed away. This left the SCCA with no place to host events, so they quickly began to search for a new piece of land. "We really didn't want to see this club fold and we really wanted it to keep going," said board member Jen Seymour. Seymour is on the board of directors, along with directors from the regional district of East Kootenay Stan Dole, Thomas McDonald and Rob Gay. Seymour said riding is a popular pastime in the South Country and is integral to the local culture. "It's a rural community and you don't drive very far without seeing a horse or a cow or some sort of agricultural thing happening. It most definitely is big. Next to Lake Life, that's what the South Country's most known for, is their livestock and their farming communities," she said. The next phase of the project focuses on raising money in order to drill a well on the property. "Water is crucial at a riding arena, as it's used to pack down the dirt to control dust and help the horses grip." The SCCA has gotten a grant from Columbia Basin Trust to help fund this, so it's well on its way to making the vision a reality. The SCCA is a not-for-profit organization that has run for 25 years. Representing the communities of Joffrey, Wardner, Elko, and Baines Lake, the group raises money to provide financial assistance to people in need. It organizes annual community fundraising events like Cowboy Christmas and awards scholarships annually to local youth.